Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Chal Samaches, and we're learning Simeon Aleph. This is dealing with the concept of Rebbe Amahadras Melech. So we are discussing the concept that we know there's a certain amount that you have to reach that's called Rebbe Am. The Chayyadim says 3. The Eshel Avraham says 10. We spoke about cases where possibly 2 is enough. The more you add, is that considered a concept of Rebbe Am, that it's which would have some halachic nafkamina. So we mentioned the discussion Shabura brings in Simen Tzadi. Person has a choice between a larger minion and a smaller minion. Person should be madif the larger minion. The Batsim, the source of this, is really Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about, we mentioned this before in the halacha of Rizim Makdimin, why we do Tkiyas Shofar by Musaf and we do Halal by Shachris. The Mor says that we wait for Musaf for Tkiyas Shofar, according to one pshat. The Mor says because of Rebam. And the Mor says, so why do we do Halal by Shachris? Now, to understand that, of course, they had a minyan for Shachris, but the point is more people come towards later in the day, more people come. So clearly the Mor is calling that Revam, the fact that there are more people by Musaf than there are by Shachris. That's a form of Revam. Other applications of this, the Mishnah says in Brochus that if three people eat together, they're not allowed to separate. They have to do a Zimun. 4 or 5, they're not allowed to separate. 6, they can be Nechlag. 10, they have to stay together for a Zeman B'Shem. They can't divide until you get to 20. So now the language over here sounds like you're allowed to divide. This is brought down in some Kuf Sadi Gimel. The Darkei Moshe writes over there that this is not L'Chadchila, because it's preferred to do it together. The 20 should stay together, or the 6 should stay together, because of Revam. The Taz disagrees that they could separate. And we'll clarify that more. The Mishavur brings both opinions. The Sharatzion brings support to the opinion of the Darkei Moshe that it's better to stay together. And he brings a right to that. There's a Morgan of Rome in Hichos Beis HaKnesses that there's one shul in town. And so he talks about the mile of building a Beis HaKnesses. So if a person is whatever reason slows down the process of building Beis HaKnesses, he's being Menei Rabbi Melasa's Mitzvah. The Magen Rum says that, however, if there's already one shul which is large enough to hold everybody, they're not allowed to separate into 2 separate minyanim because of Rebam. So you see that we're supposed to keep that together. Now, interesting question which comes up when Mersha has a tshuva, where it deals with a situation where you have 2 people which have a key of the dam for the Yomid, and you have enough to divide into 2 minyanim. Is it appropriate to separate into 2 minyanim, or should they stay together in 1 minyan, and only one person will daven, and another person will say kaddish at the end? So Mersha says that this is in the Yerdei Chelek Dalet. He says that they should not separate. The concept of having a larger minyan together is odif over this idea of separating. If there already are 2 established minyanim in the shul for whatever reason, so then they would go to different places. So we have multiple places where we say this concept. However, the Darkei Tshuva says that no, once you have Revam, whatever the number is, 10, whatever it is, so there's no mile of 11 over 10 or 10 or 20 over 10, 30 over 10. He asks from the Magen Rama Hilchos Purim, the person has a choice to do Kriyas Megillah in 2 different shuls, the large main shul of the city, or a smaller minyan, the person should go to the large main shul because Revam. He says that's unique to Kriyas Megillah because of the concept of Pursumi Nisa. So obviously there are the more people who are the mitzvahs being these parvusim in front of. That adds to the mile to it, but that's unique halacha over there. So it seems to be machlokes whether there's a mile, but there are multiple sources that it is a mile. So now the question which we left with last time was, why do they seem to say by Kiddush Levana, if you can, you have a minion of three or a minion of ten, you don't wait till later. So suggest, we can suggest that possibly over there, remember there's another, there's a conflict. This is discussing, we have the Milo Zvizim and the Mitzvahs to do it right now. And we have the Milo Rebam to, as well. So he starts off with, if I can do it by Yachid now or do it with a Tzibur later on, Rebam is Odif. If I have a Tzibur now and I'll have a larger Tzibur later, and I also, but I also have the Milo of Zvizim and the Mitzvahs to do it earlier. So that situation, the Milo of a larger tzibur is not as strong as going from a yachid to a tzibur. The yachid to a tzibur, you have, you're missing the basic concept of Rav'am. So that Rav'am is odif over his reason. But a scenario where you have a some level of a kiyam of Rav'am, just not a full, you could do more Rav'am, that situation, they feel that Zvizim Akdimin would be odif. So it comes out that if we have a conflict between Zvizim Akdimin and Rav'am, we're differentiating between going to a basic Rav'am is more important than Zvizim Akdimin, and going to a mile of Rav'am, a greater amount, Zvizim Akdimin would take a consideration. Going back to Rav Moshe's Tshuva, we'll maybe clarify that Be'ez Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.